Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational, the Champions Tour Tournament, the only Invitational on that tour, I might add. That's a great accomplishment for the good folks at Insperity, and this is my 10th year, consecutive year to broadcast from this tournament. And one of the things I get to do is introduce you to some of the people who helped make this happen. And one of those guys is somebody who's become our friend and my friend for over the last few years, a guy named Paul Lester. You've met Paul before. He's been on the show before. Paul Lester Photography. If you've ever seen a great golf professional golf photograph, pretty darn good chance Paul Lester took that picture himself. And in fact, he's an award-winning photographer and the go-to guy for the PGA Tours. And he's our good friend, Paul Lester. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Jimmy. Thank you. Thanks for having me back. My gosh, it's great to be here and to see you, as I see you all the time, but to see you face-to-face here.
I know. Last time you were here, I think we did it. You were remote.
I was on my way to a golf course to work.
That's
and,
right.
I did it on the phone.
We ratted you up, so this is the first time we've done it face-to-face, and
this
I'm really, really looking forward to our visit here, Paul. So, one of the things that I like having you on the show to talk about is when people see you, and folks, you may not realize it, but many of you have seen Paul because he gets in the camera sometimes accidentally. He's not looking for it, but sometimes the television camera will pick him up. And so you see him. If you see a guy walk around with a camera, tall, good-looking guy, look like a SoCal guy.
With the white hat
with
on.
With the white hat on.
So a white floppy hat.
That's Paul Lester.
Oh, my gosh.
But what you probably don't know is that guy that you see, he didn't work for CBS, he didn't work for NBC, he didn't work for Fox, he works for himself. He owns his own business.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about the Paul Lester
Well,
Photography
I've business. Been so fortunate. It's going on, every time I say 45 years, and it's even going bigger every year. And I reside in Los Angeles. I also own a home in Augusta because my other half's born and raised
right.
in Augusta, but I'm an L.A. guy. And in Los Angeles, there's many, many country clubs, celebrities, corporate, and a lot of people play golf because you could play there pretty much 365.
Right.
So I decided a long, long time ago with my father behind me that this would be a great way to go, and I wanted to own my own business
mm-hmm.
because I started, he was an entertainer, and he got me a job at Universal Studios one time, and I thought, oh, this is going to be great, and this one, I was like 17, and all of a sudden, the next day, I wasn't working. I said, that's it. I'm not going to work for anybody. I'm going to start my own thing.
Right.
And I said, this is the way to go. I want to go. I know it's going to be tough, but I can do it. So I kind of started a golf tournament company, photography company, in Los Angeles that has grown bigger and bigger. I was always involved with the golf tour. So what I do there is I work for instance, Insperity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Insperity is the top level of it, but right below that is Pro Links,
right,
which is the group that runs the whole event.
That's
for
Brian Arnold's group, who puts on a number of tournaments.
Exactly. So they hire me,
mm-hmm.
Paul Lester Photography,
right,
to come and photograph their event.
You're a small business contractor.
Exactly.
That helps put this deal together.
Exactly.
And there are many of them out there. And see, I'm so glad you're saying all this, Paul, because I want people to understand who may not realize this, the different pieces of the puzzle small businesses contribute to making really big deals come together.
Without a doubt, there are so many there.
Yeah.
Starting with just thinking prom catering, which is
right.
our catering company that
right.
they hire. So they have the food for everybody everywhere, including
right.
our media room.
Right.
So that's a small business, and they're a huge business, but a small business,
right.
you know. And myself, that's what I lend to the game. I do the photography part. Now, I often have thought, so that's how it started. But back in Los Angeles, like, for instance, I'm here right now. We'll probably do six events that my photographers will shoot, including a huge one for tonight.
Right.
I'll have five people at an event tonight.
Mm-hmm. Are these employees or are they contractors?
They're independent contractors.
And which means it's their small business.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Now, as long as they bring their own equipment,
right.
As long as they bring right. their cameras and they own everything, mm-hmm. it works out great.
Right.
I send them a 1099.
Right.
Everything's happy. Now, my daughter works for me. She's also in there, but a little bit different.
Right, but she's going to be more like an employee.
Exactly, yeah. And I've told her that, hey, when the time comes, why not?
Right.
You know, maybe that's not your all-time passion, but you know it. You like dealing with entertainers. Right. She knows mm-hmm. everybody now. She's 25.
She could spin off. It might not be golf, but it might be another angle.
Exactly. And I told mm-hmm. her, I go, why not do it that way? Like, I see a lot of kids that take over their parents' thing or go from there.
Right.
Why not do it? You know, it may not be something you really love, but let's face it, in the world, you want to do what you love. I'm very lucky that I do what I love. You are too.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to make money.
That's exactly right. You got to keep the doors
open.
You
got to make money. You know,
but you also have to build relationships. And that's one thing that I know you've done a great job at this, Paul. I mean, you're such a great guy. People love you.
Yeah.
And I see them gravitating to you. I see how the muckety mucks of professional golf
right.
regard you. It's you're not only a pro in that you do a great job, but you're the kind of person people want to do business with. And
yeah.
that, in my opinion, is classic small business.
Without a doubt. I've been so, so blessed. For instance, if I'm going to see somebody, it's a top entertainer, if it's Jack Nicholson, or if it's Mr. Gary Player, who I truly love, or a Palmer, or
right.
Mr. Nicholas, any of them,
right.
they know I'm not going to release those
right.
photos to TMZ.
Right.
They know whenever I ask for a photo that I need it, for the sponsor
right.
or somebody that it's important. I'm just not doing it just to, you know, for the heck of it.
Right.
I've had some where I suppose I could have definitely made some money somewhere,
right.
but I never did it because of my, you know, hopefully the reputation.
And so that they feel comfortable letting you into
That's
their
That's exactly
their circle.
Right. And I, the other thing
you become,
is...
You become a partner with them in
right.
that way. And this is a big deal for small businesses.
Oh.
The way for small businesses to thrive in a bigger marketplace is to become a partner with their larger customers.
And you have to have that personal relationship. It's so important. I work for probably 90% of the people I work for are ladies, just for
mm-hmm.
instance. This week, the tournament director,
right.
Jane, who's my
right.
great friend I've worked for forever... And you need to know, and you need to go there,
right.
and you need to still be ready to work and reinvent yourself every day.
Well said.
I cannot go out there and still just go, okay, I'm going through the motions.
Your company doesn't look anything like it did 30 years ago, does it?
No.
Yeah.
We're
lucky. You had to reinvent yourself. Give us the website.
It's Paul Lester Photo Online.
.com. All right, so check that out, folks. When we come back, I'm going to see if I can pry some golf stories out of Paul. He's got some good ones. 20 after, I'm Jim Blackingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.